Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 178, a review of Lesson 165, Let Not My Mind Deny the Thought of God, and Lesson 166, I Am Entrusted with the Gifts of God. In Lesson 166, Paragraph 5, it says, Yet in his lonely, senseless wanderings, God's gifts go with him, all unknown to him. He cannot lose them. But he will not look at what is given him. He wanders on, aware of the futility he sees about him everywhere, perceiving how his little lot but dwindles as he goes ahead to nowhere. Still he wanders on in misery and poverty, alone though God is with him, and a treasure his so great that everything the world contains is valueless before its magnitude. He seems a sorry figure, weary, worn, in threadbare clothing, and with feet that bleed a little from the rocky road he walks. No one but has identified with him, for everyone who comes here has pursued the path he follows, and has felt defeat and hopelessness as he is feeling them. Yet is he really tragic when you see that he is following the way he chose and need but realize who walks with him and open up his treasures to be free. This lesson is reminding us that what God has given is more than we could possibly imagine, but we have forgotten it because we have chosen to believe that we could be separated from our Creator. This has never happened. It has never occurred. And yet, as a holy child of God, if you even entertain this thought in your mind, you will project it as if it is real. The way out of this mad delusion is to remember who walks with you. You walk in the magnitude of God. You are the light of God. You are the reason that life itself exists. You are the expression of the holiness of holy. Today, let us walk with our heads high. Let us be happy and joyful because God created us, and we are safe because of that self-same presence. Today, let us trust with our whole heart to put down all fear, all sorrow, all pain, all ideas about the future. Let us not write the script today. Let's leave those pages blank. Dear God, please decide for us in all respects about what needs to happen. What is your will for us this day? We accept only your will. We release all ideas about what we want or how we think it should be or how we think it should go. We simply rely on your divine wisdom as it dwells within us. And we will rest today, certain of your certain response. We accept today your will in place of our own with gratitude. You walk with us. Let us not deny the thought of you, and we are entrusted with the gifts that come from you.